Feed me.
Does it have to be human?
Feed me.
Does it have to be mine?
Feed me.
Well, where am I supposed to get it?
Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. That's right, boy. You can do it. Feed me, Seymour. Feed me all night long. Cause if you feed me, Seymour, I can grow up big and strong.
Well, you eat blood, Audrey, too. Let's face it. How am I supposed to keep feeding you? Kill people?
Can you tell that Audrey, too, is into this role?
my voice did not drop again. So.
Audrey, too, is Stephen Keen, and Seymour is Bryant Powell. And, of course, they are principals in Little Shop of Horrors, opening this weekend for a three-weekend run at Murray's Playhouse in the Park. Stephen, you really, this is a role that your heart's in.
Oh, yeah. This role is a lot of fun. I think it fits me a little bit.
You're doing more things as well as being Audrey too, right?
Correct. I'm also the director of the show.
Share with our listeners the alert that you sent out over Facebook a week or so ago.
We were looking for a puppeteer, but the qualifications had to deal with not being claustrophobic and also being able to lift 30 or more pounds and hold up a plant for about 20 to 30 minutes.
And we are graced with the plant in our studio. Matt is putting it on Facebook even as we speak. Tell us who fabricated this creature.
Andrew Todd. This is actually Audrey 2.2. There are four puppets in all. So this is the second one. Andrew Todd built and constructed these plants, and he did a fine job.
It's a wonderful Audrey 2.2. Bryant, you've been in Little Shop of Horrors previously as Mushnik in the Purchase Players production. You too must have a predilection for this particular production.
It's true. I do have one of those.
How come?
Could you define the word, please?
You're an English major.
I am, and that's why this makes me so sad.
What do you enjoy about the film, or about the production?
It's entirely unique in the world of theater, except for perhaps the Rocky Horror Picture Show. There is no play that will give this kind of emotion to the audience while still being absolutely ridiculous and absurd.
We normally ask, what is this about? But what would you say it's about?
It's a show about greed and how it overcomes people.
Oh, it's a serious show in some respect.
It's ridiculously deeper than I caught last time I did the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. Yeah, I think he's definitely right about that. There is a little bit of a moral to the story when it all comes down to it, because the greed gets the best of everybody. But it's fun for me because I get to live.
I had a question in mind for Audrey, too, by the way, relating to what blood type you prefer.
Isn't it O positive? That's the universal.
Okay. Okay, we'll go with that. I also wanted to know if you know how we always say at Murray State, our blood runs blue and gold. Does blue and gold blood taste different, perhaps from a UK fan's blood, which would be just blue?
I think Audrey, too, spits those out sometimes. I'm only saying that because I'm from Louisville.
Fooey. Now, I also have a question for our you're listening. I want you to give us a call. And this production, the musical for stage, was adapted from a 1960 film. And Jack Nicholson had a role in that production, that film production of Little Shop of Horrors. You call in at 800-599-4737 and tell us what role Jack Nicholson played in the 1960 film Little Shop of Horrors, and we'll send you a bumper sticker. How's that for a deal? But back to the Playhouse in the Park. Your cast, including Bryant Powell, would be who?
Stacey Smith is playing Audrey. Jordan Belcher is playing Mr. Mushnick. Our trio is Hillary Bacon, Kelsey Booth, and Dominique Duarte. And our two plant puppeteers are Adam Ellis and Josh Clark.
And Josh Burns is the dentist.
And Josh Burns is the dentist and everybody else.
He's everyone we didn't want to play.
What's been the most fun about putting this show up?
It's been fun. The cast has been great to work with. Like, the music is a lot of fun to teach. And actually, one of the fun things that I deal with is having a live band. And, you know, you don't get that opportunity. And it's actually pretty much a rock band because we have a piano player, keyboard player, bass player, drummer, and guitarist. So it's kind of fun having that live music and being able to kind of groove with that while you perform.
Who's in the band?
Tracy Leslie is the pianist. Nikki Pearsall is the keyboard player. Morgan McCall is the drummer. Brent Webster, I believe, will be playing guitar. And Luke Dennis is the bass player.
My gosh, that's all star. So your show times and date runs are, go ahead, whoever wants to do that business.
Show times are Fridays, Saturdays, 7 o'clock, and Sundays at 2:30. The show runs 3 weekends, October 19th through November the 4th.
What do you like playing Seymour over playing Mushnick?
I prefer Seymour's music. Mushnick has the funnier lines, but Seymour has the better music.
Aha. Uh-huh. And have you always been the plant?
I have always been the plant.
You were a wino once.
Well, that's part of the plant's role, but I just decided
be
not
that
to
way.
Do that this time. But
now, what is the twist on the plant? In the movie, it wasn't an alien, but in the musical, it's an alien, right?
No, actually.
Or is it the other way around?
It's the other way around, I believe.
Oops.
Because in the movie, the plant is destroyed, but there's no way for the plant to be destroyed ultimately in the musical.
That would make sense. Are there other shifts in the musical versus the film?
A lot of it is the same. The storyline lines up quite a bit the same until you get to the end.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what role... And I don't mean, like, actually what role, but what function is the role of the dentist, that little sub-story in the play?
The dentist is the love interest of Audrey. And he is kind of, he's the evil guy, really, even more so than the plant, because you find out that he's kind of abusive and very demeaning towards the Audrey character. And it's everybody involved with the show and even all the characters in the show wonder why Audrey has decided to be with this guy. So ultimately, when Seymour decides to make a move and do something about it, nobody feels bad because he's kind of the most ridiculous person anyway. You know, it's like this should happen to him. He gets what he deserves.
Oh, my goodness. The biggest challenge in putting this show on?
I think...
Other than being in the, you know, claustrophobic and holding a 30-pound plant up.
Yeah, maybe finding somebody that is willing to do that. But I think the biggest challenge is telling the story without overdoing it, because these characters can come off as really, really cartoony if you don't kind of rein it in and say, hey, just think of it, just do it. You know, it's like, try to be that character instead of trying to make that character happen and actually having the actors be in those moments. And it's kind of fun for them too, because some of, as Bryant said before, some of it is absolutely ridiculous. But within that, they have found that there is a real storyline and there are real morals to the story.
So, Bryant, did you know what Skid Row was before you were in the Purchase Players production? Did you have any sense of that Skid Row kind of idea?
Yeah, kind of, but it wasn't really that deep until I did the show.
Yeah. What other revelations came to you in your first experience versus this experience of being in a production of Little Shop of Horrors?
Running a flower shop is hard. As in, what did I learn in between doing my first show and this one, or what
did
I learn?
Yeah, or whenever. What have you learned out of being involved in Little Shop of Horrors? I always like to ask people who are freshmen in college that.
Well, I've learned that different playhouses have to do things entirely differently to accommodate the architecture specifically, because Playhouse in the Park doesn't actually have a stage. It has a floor, whereas Purchase Players has a stage. So we've had to stage a lot of things completely differently. Plus, I've worked under two different directors. There are just a lot of nuances in the show this time that weren't in there last time, and a lot last time that aren't there this time. It's just a different experience. I like it.
Have you been in any other shows?
Yes, I've been in 5 shows in community theaters. Do you want me to name them?
Oh, sure.
Okay, I was in The King and I, then Little Shop of Horrors, Beauty and the Beast, Once Upon a Mattress, and then Little Shop of Horrors again. So
you sound like a dedicated thespian for sure. Graduate of Mayfield, Graves County High School. Mayfield High School. And your folks are?
My parents are, as in their school
like
history?
Their names.
Rhonda Hughes and Richard Powell.
There you go. And Stephen Keen, who directs and is Audrey too, is involved in the Adventures in Math and Science program at Murray State University.
Yes, I'm one of the coordinators for that program.
And a principal in the Mer Vegas All-Stars as well?
Yes.
As if we had to tell anybody. When's your next gig in that persona?
The next gig, I think for us, public gig, is November 10th in Paducah at Fat Mo's.
Excellent, excellent. Well, I'm awful glad the two of you could come this afternoon. Is there anything you'd like to add about Little Shop of Horrors opening this weekend at Murray's Playhouse in the Park?
It's going to be good. Come see it.
I think you don't want to miss it. Plus, you get to hear me sing a little bit. You get to hear Bryant sing a little bit. It should be fun.
And an all-star live band. Thank you.